Texte numéro 19. Closed drug trials leave patients at risk and doctors in the dark. This week, Daily Telegraph readers have been astonished by revelations about the incompetent regulation of implantable medical devices. This paper has clearly demonstrated that patients are put at risk because of flawed and absent legislation. But many of these issues apply even more widely to the regulation of all medicines, and at the core is a scandal that has been shamefully ignored by politicians. The story is simple. Drug companies can hide information about their drugs from doctors and patients perfectly legally, with the help of regulators. While industry and politicians deny the existence of this problem, it is widely recognised within medical academia and meticulously well documented. The current best estimate is that half of all drug trials never get published. The government has spent an estimated £500 million stockpiling Tamiflu, a medicine to help prevent pneumonia and death in case of an avian flu epidemic. But the manufacturer continues to withhold vitally important information on trials of this drug from Cochrane Library, the universally respected authority, which produces gold standard summaries on medicines for doctors and patients. Nobody in the Department of Health or any regulator has raised a whisper about this. In fact, while regulators should be helping to inform doctors and protect patients, in reality, they have conspired with companies to withhold information about trials. The European Medicines Agency, which now approves drugs for use in Britain, spent more than 3 years refusing to hand over information on two widely used weight loss drugs. The agency's excuses were so poor that the European Ombudsman made a finding of maladministration. Even the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence plays along with this game. Sometimes, chunks of its summary documents on the benefits and risks of drugs are rewritten because data have only been shared by companies under unethical confidentiality agreements. The numbers are blacked out in the tables to prevent doctors seeing the benefits from a drug in each trial, and even the names of the trials are blacked out. Regulators have lacked ambition. Politicians have ignored the issue. Journalists have been scared off by lobbyists. Worst of all, the doctors in medical membership bodies, the royal colleges and the societies, even the patient groups, many of them funded by industry, have let us all down. This must change. We need muscular legislation to ensure that all information about all trials on all currently used drugs is made available to doctors. We need the members of patient groups and medical bodies to force their leaders to act. And we need EU medicine regulators to be held to public account for the harm they have inflicted on us. Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, October 2012.